planet of the nuns. There's been a rebellion in the stars, a rebellion that has changed the course of history on the planet of the nuns. The students are in the power. They control the air, the fire, the water. And the nuns are desperately trying to get out, to escape from the murderous, bloodthirsty hands of the children. Yes, the children. What they could do with those nuns who killed them and tortured them and called them students. Let's escape, Hedwig. We've got to get out of here, says a nun who used to be a ruler. And a man with a cat on a chair, and the cat is purring softly. The man is watching as the planet grows dead. But where shall we escape, Hedwig? Yes, Hedwig, where will you escape to? Number one receives a slip of paper and one word on it teletyped. Melrose. Where are they going? Produced by Paul Mason. Directed by Barney Merriam. Created by Christian Daugherty. Written by Chester Scuffin.
Well, number one, are you going to tell us where the nuns are going? You're a prisoner now, number one. Now, where are Hedwig and Ruth and Edith Margaret, the head nuns? Where have they gone off to? After our rebellion, they managed to elude us. Where are they, number one?
Yes, number one, where are they? We want to know. Speak up, number one.
Don't come any closer to me, students, children, pigs. Don't come any closer.
Again, number one, we're in power now. Not you anymore. You're down here in this dungeon, and we control your food. Now, you best tell us if you want to eat again. Same goes for that cat.
Shut up, Sybil. You know, you students think you control the planet. But that's a lie. You control your own lives only. Why, I could blow up this planet with the touch of the button.
I doubt it, with your hands in chains.
Hands in chains? Haha, I have many other secrets, right, Sybil?
Number one, I'm going to ask you for the last time, tell us where Hedwig is.
Ruth, Hedwig, and Edith Margaret. We heard from a messenger we intercepted during our rebellion that there is another planet. Now, what is this other planet, number one?
I shall tell you. Yes, I shall tell you. I shall show you a little slip of paper that Hedwig teletyped to me from this distant planet from afar. I shall tell you where the star is. I shall tell you. But you won't get anywhere near it. Why, they've bombarded the whole place with fogs. And I don't care if I die. Here, read it, Thomas. Here's a slip of paper which has one word on it. This is where they've gone. And in these billions and billions and trillions of stars, you don't know where the hell it is.
Look at this. Why, it just says Melrose. What does it mean, number one?
Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know?
Got to go to Melrose, Tom.
We don't even know where Melrose is. We don't even know what Melrose is.
What Melrose is? It's a distant planet from afar, and you don't know where it is, and you never will.
Is this where the nuns came from, this other planet that they spoke of?
Well, I have all the information you need. At the top of that stairs in the safe, the combination is 30 to the right, 32 to the left. Anything you want to know is up there. Don't get it from me. Chris, why don't you go up there?
I certainly will, number one. And you can't stop me.
Look out. There might be some sort of trap. Number one isn't one to give out information freely.
You said you had me in chains. What do you want? To murder me first?
Why don't you open it, number one? Then we'll see what happens.
You know I can't show you my face.
All right, you don't have to. Just open the safe.
No.
Okay, we'll send one of our men up. John, you get up there.
You're up there, open the safe.
Okay, Chris.
All right.
Now, number one, you sure there aren't hidden traps up there? You sure now?
Would I be a liar? Why should I want to kill anybody? What good is it going to do me? Perhaps I would want revenge. God tell her. I don't care. I...
Watch out for his hand, Tom. Look out. Piranha, Tom, piranha. John was gone in the piranha pit. Number one, where is he?
Disappeared.
Goddamn bastard.
All we can find them is to get to Melrose.
Yes, that slip of paper with a typewritten word on it. Melrose. My God, where the hell gonna be, Tom?
The only way to ever stop the nuns is to get to Melrose.
Hedwig, how are you today? Good morning.
I'm fine, you know, we've been sitting here. When is that rocket ship to Melrose going to take us away?
I don't know.
I haven't been to the Fatherland since birth.
But you will soon be in the Fatherland, Hedwig.
That's nice to know.
But you won't be with me. You'll be dead on the Fatherland.
What are you talking about?
I have a gun on you, Hedwig. Don't move.
Heaven, but what are you doing? What do you mean?
Hedwig, the students will find you, you know. But they won't find me because I'm much more,
Look, we've been together for many a year. You can't...
I am the headmistress and you are expendable. That means I can... eliminate you, Hedwig.
I don't think you should do this.
Hedwig, I'm going to kill you.
No, you're not! Leave me alone! Get away from me, you dirty old lady!
Goodbye, sister Hedwig!
No.
Goodbye!
No. Stay away! Put that gun down, you mad sister!
Goodbye, Hedwig. It's been nice knowing you.
Planet of the Nuns.
I'm going to kill you, Hedwig. I'm going to kill you.
Now look, Ruth, let's talk this over like decent nuns. Don't do it, Ruth.
I'm going to kill you!
Open up! But it's the students! They found us, Ruth!
Tom, get Ruth covered.
I have her covered. Don't worry.
What's going on here? How could you do this, students? Children, heavy children.
We're the ones who brought you all together here out of Planet of the Nuns. You can't do
Since it. You've tortured us, Tom and I have made a plan together. As you know, the Planet of the Nuns is desolate. You're going to go in to the evil zone. Yes, the evil zone where lizards walk. And desolation for thousands and thousands of miles. Yes, you're going to go in there. And we're going to hunt you down, Hedwig. Yeah, we're going to hunt you down. Be quiet, Hedwig. Let me finish. You're going to be in the evil zone. You're going to be in the evil zone because you'll have the same torture you gave us. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel the heat and burning. You're going to feel death, Hedwig. You're going to feel death. And you too, Ruth, the headmistress. Not for long when you go into the evil zone. You shall die out there like cats in a trap. You shall die. Die. Tom, you think I'm mad, Tom?
Well, not really.
You get 30 minutes, Hedwig. 30 minutes to get out into the evil zone.
Isn't she coming with me?
Of course she is. You know, Hedwig, the evil zone is only about 15 minutes from here. That gives you 15 minutes in the evil zone to run. We can spot you, of course, but it just makes the sport more interesting.
That's fair. You really think that's fair?
Fair! Student, she says fair! Fair. Of course it's fair, Hedwig, for all you've given us. You've given us loads of presents, Hedwig. You've given us death, Hedwig.
You think you're so powerful, students? Wait. Wait till they come from Melrose.
You're talking too much, Hedwig. They'll never get here anyway, Ruth. We've got the whole place surrounded. Ha!
They'll get through. You'll see. The whole place...
Get out there, Hedwig! Get out! We're gonna hunt you down now! Get out! Are they gone, Tom?
Yeah, they've just been hustled out the door.
We'll get them. We'll kill them. I swear we'll kill them. They're going to pay for all the death and torture they've done to these students, Tom. I don't feel very well. I'm tired. I have
all
to
right,
rest
I'll
a moment.
I'll make all the arrangements for their deaths.
Let them die, Tom. Let them die.
Hedwig! We left out here to die!
Don't panic now, Ruth. We've gotten out of worse situations.
Hedwig, we're going to die. Oh, all those years on the...
We won't die, damn it all. We'll get out of here.
Now look, Ruth. The students, they're not very positive about our machinery, are they? They don't know very much how to work it, do they?
I don't think so, Hedwig.
So that means they don't know very much how to work our direction finders and discoverers, right? Right? If we can get in certain places in the evil zone, remember the outpost that was deserted a long time ago is... Because
you mean the Lost City, Hedwig?
Yes, exactly. This is where the first nun city was before there was the rebellion.
You know, they used to say there were humans on this planet, and the humans are pretty well advanced. Maybe we could find something that would be of use to us in this evil zone.
We must find this Lost City, and if we do, we might be able to contact the home planet.
Hedwig, look up there.
What is it?
It looks like a ship of some kind. Look!
You're right. Well, what? Okay, it can't be the students. Can't be the students, can it?
Hedwig, did you get a funny feeling when you passed somewhere along when we were running? A funny, weird feeling?
Yes, come to think of it, I did, but I didn't want to...
Hedwig, look! Two black figures running towards us.
Why, yes, but... What's happening?
I must be going mad. That man looks like...
Why,
me!
It's you and me, we're running.
And the ship's running,
Why, my God, don't you understand what's happening, Ruth?
Tom and Chris, they're getting out. And
this is exactly the way it happened 3 years ago.
God!
This is the way we discovered them!
But what's happening? How come it's going all over again, Edward?
I don't know, Ruth! I don't know!
What's happening? You mean we just go around in circles? It just ends this way?
Must be an explanation, damn it!
Yeah, Edward, this wouldn't have never happened if the students hadn't even set foot on here. Can we stop them? They haven't landed yet! They haven't gotten out!
How can we interfere with what was, Ruth? Tell me!
I don't know! We have to think of something. If we didn't let them come out, Hedwig, then none of this would have happened.
But they still will land. The machinery on the ship is broken. As I recall, it was after we looked at it.
Got to do something, Hedwig. We've got to do something! This can't happen!
It can't!
We've got to stop them. There's only one way. We've got to run towards them and try to stop them.
Try it, Ruth. Quick, as fast as you can go.
Forget it, Edwig. We're not going to make it.
But we...
We're never dry. Look, no. The ship has landed. Hedwig, the ship is landing. The door is opening. What shall we do?
There's no way we can stop it. There's no way at all.
I see Chris Jones and Tom Smith. And Chris is putting his foot out, Hedwig. He's touching the ground. Hedwig. The students are here. They have landed. Ruth and Hedwig have disappeared, perhaps forever. And it probably goes on and on again, the students landing. But perhaps the children will find some way to stop the cycle. No one knew of it before. It just happened. Time doesn't end, but it does here, the planet of the nuns. And that piece of paper that number one tore up is still valid. When the nuns return again to that distant star.
Planet of the Nuns. Where are they going? With Ruth Chass as Ruth, Hedwig Zorb as Hedwig, Kristen Doherty as Chris, Tom Soder as Tom, and Todd Richards as John. Special guest star, Val Escott is number one. Planet of the Nuns, copyright 1970 by ACD Enterprises, all rights reserved. An ACD production in association with NUN Enterprises. Taped to the studios of NUN Productions.